Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav Amid Beis as we continue here, as we started the fourth parak a couple of days ago in Maseches Yevamos, parak Acholetz, which has discussions of all different permutations of the mitzvah of chalitza. So at the beginning of the parak, the first sugya that we have been discussing is the sugya of mi'uberes, the sugya of if chalitza and yibam or yibam are done on a mi'uberes, and then the baby either is born as a ben kayama or not ben kayama. Those were all the four cases that were discussed in the Mishnah. You did chalitza to a mi'uberes, and it turned out to be a kayama or not ben kayama, or one did yibam. Those are the four cases. And we got into yesterday the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether there is significance to an act done on a mu'uberes. That was the larger discussion that we had. And then we got into the last machlokas. We got into three cases of machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what we pass on like Reish Lakish. Fail, number one, this case of chalitzas mu'uberes. Case number two, we had the issue of lashon of matana, when one is trying to prevent the Yerusha to go to a certain individual, and you want to prevent that, could you give it away before Yerusha kicks in? And number three, we had the machlokas of kinyan peiros, kinyan aguftami, or not. Then we got into the next part of the Mishnah, of ein avlad shel kayama, if the vlad is not shel kayama, if when yibam was done, the baby, she was pregnant, but then it turns out that the baby is not a viable baby, so our Mishnah says, okay, they can stay married. And then we have the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa, who says, no, they have to get divorced. Why? Because he jumped the gun, and we fine him. Even though it comes out that really she was not pregnant with a viable baby, and therefore there was no Zika of Yibam, but even so, even though it was not viable, therefore there was a Zika of Yibam, and therefore the Yibam was correct, but still, because you jumped the gun, and at the time, you did something wrong, so that is why Rabbi Eliezer holds that we force you to get a divorce. And then we quoted, Rava said that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer both are similar, Rabbi Eliezer here, and Rabbi Meir says it in the context we'll have later on, of a different mu'uberes. One is not supposed to get married to a nursing or a pregnant woman because a new pregnancy would negatively affect the baby, either the uterus, the fetus, or the nursing baby. That was Rava. Rava said you can compare the cases, that case and our case. Abaye says no. Abaye says you can be machalik. One is Daraisa, one is Darabanan, in either direction. Maybe Daraisa is a more chamor, or maybe Darabanan's, we have to be more machmir, because people don't take it as seriously, and therefore they will not get the message unless we enforce the knas. But when it comes to a Daraisa, the last line we did, Avalacha, about two-thirds of the way down, mi Daraisa, mifrish parshi mina. So what did that mean? I just wanted to focus on that for a minute. Mifrish parshi mina. People separate anyway. Meaning, once they know it's Da'oraisa, people aren't going to do it, and therefore you don't need the knas to prevent them from taking part in that activity. So this is part of what's underlying of this line of the Gemara, is that the point of an onesh is not just for the person himself. The point of an onesh is twofold. Number one, to teach others to make sure that they act properly, besides the fact of teaching the person himself that he did something wrong. Right? Rashi's Lashon. Right? Where Kone's him. But the second half, as the Gemara continued, it went into the what other people are going to do. Become the Zalzaliba. Right? That is the issue. There's a dialectic when it comes to any onesh in Halacha. Part of it is to teach the person to improve, and maybe to give him a chance for kapara. And number two is to teach others and be an example for others. Right? There are four famous cases of this where the Torah says, V'chol Yisrael Yishvu V'yiro. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dalet Shrichan Achraza. Four people are punished that they need Achraza, they need announcements when Beis Din punishes them to make sure, V'chol Yisrael Yishvu V'yiro. So cases of Zakin Mamre and Edom Zomamin and Mesis and Irani Dachas. Those are the four cases where we punish, and the Ramban in Parshas Besor Amora, not really Dachas, Besor Amora, that and the Ramban says there that we're punishing there not only for them, because per se each of those cases, the Maisa Avera, might not demand such a punishment. Edom Zomamin. In the Mizomin, it was only Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. If they succeeded, then we don't punish. So you might say it's not Dafka for the Maisa Aveira. A Mesis just tried to get me to do Avodah Zarah. He didn't succeed. Betzora Mora, Nidan al Shem Sofo. Right, he's punished because what he's going to do, not because what he did. Or Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre is one of the members of the Sanhedrin that really feels that everybody else is wrong. But he's outvoted and he continues to paskin against the majority of the Sanhedrin. So all four cases, one might say that, is he really doing something that warrants this punishment? The answer is, punishments are not only for you, and they're not only within each person. It's not only a punishment. Punishment may be in other law, systems of law are purely punishment. Most punishments in Yadus is to teach the person in order to rehabilitate them. But also there's another element of for others. Being an example for others, we call Yisrael Yishvu V'Yiro, and that's why these four people, the Ramban explains, are undermining the fabric of society. The legal system, other systems, Betzora Mora, so therefore, that's why they get what the Torah demands for them. Okay, let's continue. There's just two more lines connected to the sugya. Where are we up to? Amar Rava, about eight lines up. Ula divrei chachamim yotzia baget. According to the Rabbanan, in that brisa that we quoted, that says that if a man is married to a pregnant or a nursing woman, he shouldn't. And Rabbi Meir says if he did, he has to get divorced and stay divorced forever. The Chachamim say no, he could divorce, and then when 2 years elapse, that he can get remarried. The Chachamim say though, Yotzia Baget, you can't just separate from her. You have to actually give her a get, and then come back. Amar Marzutra, Deikanami, it's also Meduk in the Brisa, Dektani Yotzi, Vloktani Yafrish, Mamina. Okay, it says Yotzi, and it doesn't say Yafrish just to separate. Period. We did mention yesterday the sheet, quickly at the end, the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, what about in these cases? Are we kones even in a case where just Kiddushin was done? What if he was Mekadesh Mu'uberes Chavero? And then he left. Then he left. He didn't do nisuin to her. So the Rambam says, in that case, it's mutter l'kayim. If you just did erusin and not nisuin, said it would be mutter because the whole reason is because of the danger of the baby. And you don't say lo plugs always by these isurei drabanan. Therefore, he would be able to do that. Okay. Amalei Ravashi, the Ravoshi, Abrei Ravidi, Hasam, over there. We're going to see what we say over here. Hasam, over there. Tanan, we learned, or Tanya, this is a Brisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, in cases where we have to know whether the Vlad is a viable Vlad. Hasamta Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kosher Shaba Adam Lamed Yom, Eino Nefel, any baby that is alive for 30 days is considered to be viable. And we could say that this was a Vadai baby, and therefore what? And therefore, interesting, the Ein Mishpat here, he says, look in the Rambam. Usually look in the Rambam, he quotes one, here he quotes four Rambams. Because this halacha of 30 days or not 30 days is important for various halachas. Look what he quotes. In the Rambam, he quotes, Hilchas Mila, number one, is a viable, regarding Bris Mila, and Hilchos Yibum, and Hilchas Rotzeach, and Hilchas Avel. And he quotes, for all cases, right, if somebody has to sit Shiva for a child like this, Bris Mila, right, so all the cases, all the context where this comes up. And obviously, Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is the source of the viability being determined by 30 days. That's why we assume. The Gemara says elsewhere, Tifta, right, from day 30, which is day 31, we do it. The source is Pidyon HaBen. So that teaches us to other areas of halacha. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says 30 days is not considered a nefel. Eino nefel. Halo shaha svekahave. But if it did not last for 30 days, the baby died before 30 days, Rachmana Litzlan, so then it is a safek, and we don't know, and we're not sure, and we have to be machmir in both directions, depending on the halachic context. For example, if this is a case of a yibum case, we wouldn't allow yibum because maybe the baby was a baby, but we would require chalitza because the baby was not a baby. Rashi does add in, this is dafka if we're not sure if kalu lo chadashav. If the doctors could determine that this was a full-fledged, healthy baby, and then something happened, maybe the baby fell and got injured, something terrible happened, and the baby died on day 26. So you're never going to know. Maybe it was. It should have lived. But kalu chadashav, if you know that, so then you can assume that it was a vadai baby. But if you don't know, if the baby died within 30 days, then you are not sure it's fake ahave. V'itmar, and the Brisa continues and says, Meis betok shloshim yom, v'yam davin is kadsha. What if the baby died within 30 days? So we're not sure. We're not sure if this marriage could be a marriage. If it was no baby, then this is a case of where there was a Zika Liyibim. If it was a baby, there wouldn't be a Zika Liyibim. So what happened to this case? And she got married to somebody, Lashuk. So the question is, was she allowed to do this? So if she's an Eishes Yisrael, we say, you know what, just to be safe. Just in case that this baby was not a baby, and therefore there's a Zika Liyibim, and there's an Isser of Yavam Lashuk. So, you know, just do chalitza just in case. V'im eishas yiskohen hi, ain't a choletzes. But if it's an eishas kohen, then we don't mandate chalitza because a kohen is asr l'chalutza. Basically saying that she should do chalitza is saying that he should have to get divorced. And we do not do that, but the evidence we're not motzi. Rav Misharshi, Mishmei, the Rav Amar, achazuv achazuv choletzes. No, you're do chalitza in this case, period. And sorry, the chips fall where they fall, and if it's an Eishes Kohen, he would have to get divorced, because Chalutza LeKohen is an Isser Derabanan. If the Yavam had done Yibum in this case, that's more Chamor, because that's a Suffolk Eishes Ach. Here, what's the worst it could be? Isser of Yavam Alashuk. Isser of Yavam Alashuk is an Isser Lav we paskin. As we saw Tanan that argue with that later on, that's we paskin is an Isser Lav. So what's the worst it could be? A Suffolk Isser Lav. But here, if it had been a Yavam, that would be more chamer. So it's a machlokas whether we mandate chalitza in this case. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina, Rav Misharshia. Right, both of these, this is a machlokas in the name of Rava. It was Ravina in the name of Rava, and Rav Misharshi in the name of Rava. Right? So, they're both in the name of Rava. So, why we have the following conversation. You missed the second shear. You came to shear at night, and Rava said A, but then he gave shear in the morning again, and he changed his mind. He was chozer, brother. You don't have to do anything. So Rav Misharshi hears that and says, I don't believe it. Sharisu, mutter, yehe Rava detishtru aftarba. Oh, yeah, he's going to matir, tray fat also. You hear what's so? Meaning he was so upset that this was the psak, that you could be mutter, you don't have to do any chalitza. He said, it sounds like he's just getting a mushel. You know what? You're going to come to matter other averes too. That's the pashtus. Meaning, what's the Tosafot Rosh says? You might, just like you matter, in this case of safek chalutza, you might come to matir safek grusha. After all, chalutza is also mishum grusha. And that's going to be a safek daraisa. Here, safek chalutza, whether you need chalutza, okay. It's a drabanan. But Savig is a Durabana. But in this case, he was upset. The Erchlaner says, maybe it's Meduyuk about Yehirava Shetishtu Af Tarba. Right? So the Erchlaner says, there's a Machlokes in Meseches Chulin. It's nice because you have all shots in your fingertips to have this suggestion. The Gemara Chulin Adaf Memtes has a Machlokes Tanoim about Chelev on the Keva. Certain fat that is on one of the stomachs of the animal, is that considered chalev, which is also to eat, non-kosher fat, or is it not? Right? So the Gemara says there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael says it's mutter, and the Kohanim were noik heter k Rabbi Yishmael. And the Kohanim were noik heter like Rabbi Yishmael, in that case of chalev on the keva. V'simaneich, and the Gemara says, how do you remember that Rabbi Yishmael is the one? Yishmael Kohana Messiah Kohani. Rabbi Yishmael is Messiah of the Kohanim. Right, because he's matir and he gives a kula for the kohanim to eat this, and that says the Aruch HaNer zeo matakamar ach. That's what it's saying here. Ach the sharishu leishas kohen she'ena choletzes. If you say that leishas kohen doesn't require chalitza, shelo taser labaya. If case so you're being misayel kohanim, just like that case that you're allowing the kohanim, you're being on the good side of the kohanim, so you're also being on the good side of the kohanim. Meaning you're matir fat. Meaning he's connecting that other machlokas about Kohanim being makel, about the fats. It's like this case, we're going to be makel for the Kohanim to allow them to stay married and not to do chalitza to this woman. So that's what the Aruch HaNer says. Maybe that was he was alluding to in this regard. Two other points though. One we've discussed already. If you remember, we had this Gemara, Daf Lamed Vav, back on Daf Chav Dalet. Tosfos, on Daf Chav Dalet, but Aleph, brought up our Gemara. The Gemara there said, by a case of what happens if somebody gets the case of, in the case you have two brothers, somebody marries one of two sisters, you're not sure which sister he married, two brothers married two sisters, you're not sure, what do you do? So in all those cases, the Gemara said, what if both of them did, one did Chalisa, then one did, Yibam? So they ended up saying, Kadma Vakazu Ein Mosin Miyado. As if there is Savik Chalutza, you allow them to stay married. Savik Chalutza lo gazu be Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara said there. So Tosfos there said, in the name of Ramoshe Rebbe Yaakov Mipayim, says, why does our Gemara say, just in case Vim Eshiza and Eshiz Kohen, we don't do Chalitza, and if she Eshiz Ro, we do Chalitza, v'lamalo tachlots, kiva de Savik Chalutza muteris l'Kohen. Asks Tosfos there, that this Gemara, Savik Chalutza, we won't force them to get divorced, because there's only a Savik about it, it's a Drabanan, so we wouldn't force the Kohen to get divorced. So what's our Gemara talking about? What does the second opinion say? Rav Misharshi, in the name of Rava. He says, no, we're not going to allow Chalitza, we're not going to make him do Chalitza, because if you do Chalitza, so then he's going to have to get divorced from her Kohen husband. But the Gemara says it's a Savik. Savik Chalutza, so why don't we say it's Mutter? Stos is there. Answers, v'yesh lomar, there's a difference. Over there, meaning, over here. Over here, if we demand chalitza after they're already married, people will say it's a vade chalitza. Meaning, why are we demanding the chalitza to be done? If there's a woman who already is a savi chalitza and then the marriage takes place, okay, people are going to think that, oh, that must have been not a chalitza, that's what we're allowing them. No. Here, it's worse, says Tosfos, because they're married already, and now you're going to make them do chalitza. So that will give us the impression that it's Vadai Chalitza, and that's really a worry. It's a Vadai Chalitza, and then the Kohen's married, that's worse. There it's Tama case where the Chalitza, she became a Savi Chalitza first, and then the marriage took place. Number one. Number two, the Me'iri there said, if you remember, the Me'iri said there's a two different cases. There's a concept of Bidiyavid and a concept of L'Chalchila. Over there it's purely Bidiyavid. A man, a Kohen is married to a Savi Chalitza. What do you do? Shev al Tasa. Let him stay married. Here is worse. Here, we're going to demand the chalitza to be done and then say that they could stay married. That's more in the open of l'chadchila. And therefore, that's why the Tanakhama here says, the first Rava says, eina choletzes. Because if you would require chalitza, so then that would be in the world of l'chadchila. Number one. The other point to mention is Tosfos. Tosfos says here, Dibur Maskil Ha. A lot of Yevamis is discussed by all the Achronim, that Rov and Chazaka. This was one of the Shev Shmaisa's favorite Masechtas in terms of that book. Shev Shmaisa Shar Yosher, because Chazaka and Rov, we already had some of the discussions about Chazakas. But a lot of the Tosfosim in this Masechta discuss those major issues. I just saw recently, Rabbi Yosef Engel once met the Sholem Eshiv. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson. They both once met each other. And he was a younger boy, but they were just talking and learning. So what were they talking and learning? They were going through Tosfos and Yevamos. Right? Rav Ego would say the first Tosfos and Yevamos, and the Shalom Nation would say back the next Tosfos and Yevamos. They go back and forth, going through all the Tosfos and Yevamos. That's the story. So it's amazing, obviously, but without a Gemara in front of them, right? Just going through what Tosfos says. But I thought, interesting, Tosfos and Yevamos, Dafka, because those are lumdish. Those are the Tosfos, those are meat. And that's, they obviously knew Tosfos in Shas by heart. But Dafka, the story is about the Teferis Yosef. They put together a bunch of Yosef Engel's Torahs, Al Seder Parsha. So in the back, they have 20 pages of a biography. So in there, they tell that story of when Rabbi Yosef Engel met the Sholem Eshiv. Okay, but Tosfos says, Tosfos in Yevamos, we can look inside. Says Tosfos in Yevamos, Yerachal Hav, Yim Tomar, third line. Why do we say that if a baby dies before 30 days, it's a real suffig? Most babies are healthy. Why don't we go after the Rof? Most babies are healthy, so we can assume that this baby was a Vlad Ma'alia. And therefore we could say, this woman had no Zika Liyibim. So why don't we just go after the Rov? So says Tosfos, but it's a miyut hamatsui. That's an important yesod. We go after the Rov, purely after the Rov, fine, when the miyut is very small. But if the miyut is somewhat, not tiny, it's what's called miyut hamatsui. Some achronim say that means 10%. right? If there's a certain percentage that you can't disregard totally, so then you might not just go after the rove, especially in context of Dover Sheba Erva. That's what Tosa says, adds later on. Because of Dover Sheba Erva, we don't just say, you know, be Mekel. When it comes, Tosa says to Avelus, okay, I'll look at the Mekel by Avel, you can always go Mekel by Avelus. But when it comes to cases where there is a Mira Matsui, so then we don't just say you go after the rove. Again, sometimes you go after the rove even if the Mira is staring at you in the face. If you have a Bezdin, 13 to 10, they paskin. So you the 10 is a Mira Matsui, but that's the halacha of Bezdin is Holchan Achar HaRov. And so there's the concept of Holchan Achar HaRov and Ruba Kakulo and called the Parsh Ruba Parsh. There are concepts, but sometimes you can't just disregard the Rov, and that is when you have a Mira Matsui, that is Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on top. So we're in the middle of a question. If you remember from the beginning, about 8 lines up, Rav Ashi asked Rav Oshi, a Bereidu Rav Edi. Over there, we have the discussion of 30 days, and maybe dying within 30 days. So, what about our case? That's a case, let's say, of real Yibam Daraisa. What about our case of Issa D'Rabbanan, of marrying your friend's Mu'uberes or Minekes? Meaning marry somebody within the time of 2 years. Hacha Gabi Mu'uberes Chaveiro Minekes Chaveiro Hanesua L'Kohen Mai Mi'avad Rabbanan Takanta L'Kohen Olo. In this context where we had a case of Suffolk, right, the first Rava, Ravina Amar B'Shei the Rava said, we don't force the Kohen to do Chalitza or else he would have to get divorced. So what about this case? Our Isser D'Rabbanan, where you're not supposed to marry the Mu'uberes or Minekes. And what do we say? If you want to, you have to get divorced and then get remarried. But what if he's a Kohen? If he's a Kohen, he's not going to be able to get remarried. So how strong is that Issa D'Rabbanan? So, did the Rabbanan make a takana for him or not? So, Amar Lei, Hafiyashu, he said, wait a minute. Bishlama Hasam. And the following is a crucial line for Shas, what the Svara is for the following line. Bishlama Hasam, Kivan Di'ika Rabbanan Depligia Leder Abshimim Amliel. Since over there, there's a Machlokas Tanam, what you're supposed to do. There's a machlokas tanoim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is the one that says 30 days is the cutoff. But the Rabbanan, quoted not here, but the Rabbanan quoted in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, argue, even if the baby does within 30 days, you could assume that it was a viable baby. Right? Because that's what you assume. So the Rabbanan argues. So to Ami Avagav, Delosha Vlad Baal, Delosha Vlad Baal Yahaveh. So Gabayeshas Kohen, Kivan, Delo Efshar Abdin and Karabbanan. Over there, there's a machlokas tanoim. So what do? We go like Reb Shimon Gamliel. But if it's an impossible case where there's a Kohen married to the woman, so we rely on the Rabbanan Shita. Because there's at least another Shita that says you don't have to do anything. We'll come back to that line. Aval Hacha Kamanevid. But in our case, who are you going to paskin like? Both Shitos say that you have to get divorced. The only machlokas is, can you get remarried? But they both say you have to get divorced. Ikra b'meir hamar yosef le'asar olamis. V'ikra banan hamar baget. And therefore, the answer given is not a foolproof answer, but it sounds like we would say in this case, sorry, you have to get divorced. You have to get divorced, and you wouldn't be able to remarry. That kanas would be across the board. So the Gemara says it, but we could even look in the Ritva. The Ritva has one extra line, but it's basically possibly the Gemara. What does the Gemara sound like? The Gemara sounds like, what's the... Let me backtrack for a second. Many times, in Yeridei especially, we have cases called, you know, B'shas HaTzchak, you can be Mekel. Or Behesin Maruba, you can be Mekel. So what does that mean? Bishas Atchag, you know, we don't pass it this way, but you know what? We don't want you to have a financial loss. No, the way many Achronim say, what do all those cases mean? Those cases mean that really we pass it like the Mekel opinion anyway. But Lachadchila or Machmir, Choshesh to the Dasa Machmirim. But in a case where there's counter pressure, with this Hefsin Maruba, with this Sarah Gadol, so then we'll go like Meikar Adin. It's exactly what the Gemara sounds like here. How do you ever rely on a sheet of Bishas Atchak? What, you're allowed to switch we paskin like? No. Me'ikra did we paskin like that opinion. But we try to be machmir where possible. But in cases where we, you know, it's impossible, so then we would not go like that opinion. So that's what the Gemara here says. That's what the Ritva says, you understand this line. We paskin like the Rabbanan. But we try to be choshish for the sheet of Shimon Gamliel, but if you can't, you can't. Right, so that is a very important shita in general to understand the concept of kedai lismoch alav b'shas adchak. Kedai lismoch, it's not like just halach is throwing up his hand like, okay, we'll go against our principles. No, we're following our principles. We paskin this way, me'ikar adin. But we're machmir where we can. Not that it's always good to be machmir. We're not supposed to be machmir. But in cases where Chazal tell us to be machmir, lechadchila, we try to be choshish for that opinion. But where we can't, so then we hope, we go back to the me'ikar hadin. That's an important flow of the Gemara right here. Itmar, last section over here. Kitcha betoch shlosha ubarach. What happens if he was mekadesh any woman? Right, Rashi says, Shum amanu grusha. We know, we learned in our Mishnah already, there's at the end of the previous parak, there's a concept of havchana, of waiting 3 months from a previous marriage, because you want to know who the real father is. Right, waiting 3 months. What if he didn't? What if he was mekadesh and then he ran away? I mean, he never lived with her. He just wanted to make sure that she doesn't marry anybody else. But he knew the Isra of Havchana, so he did Kiddushin and then he ran away. So what, are we Kones in that case? Pligi bar Ravacha v'Rafra. Chad Amar Misham Tinanlei. One says we put him in Cherim, right? And therefore, he did a bad thing. Doesn't say we forced him to get divorced. We just put him in Cherim. V'Chad Amar Eruke Mistaya. His running away supports him. What does that mean? You see clearly he didn't want to violate the Issa d'Rabbanan. He wasn't interested in creating problems, but he just wanted to be married to this woman. So the fact that he ran away shows that he just wanted to do what he can without violating the d'Rabbanan, and therefore we don't put him in Cheru. Havi Uvda, the case happened. Va'amar lahu Rafram, Eruki Mistaya, and he was Mekel. Two other Ha'aras that are not in the Gemara. The Torah quotes, number one, Rabbi Yechiel ben Yosef. Rabbi Yechiel ben Yosef. The Torah quotes this. Shalachadchila omrim lo brach. Ubahachi sagi. What if a guy did kiddushin to a woman within 3 months? We would advise him to run away. We'd advise him to get, not just if he did it. Not only are we not mishamet him, it's a good idea. And therefore, if he did it, we would advise him, number one. Number two, how far does he have to run? How far does he have to run? So the Torah quotes two opinions. He quotes from his father, Vadoni Avizal, the Rush, the Yira, the Brechazu Tsricha Shatiela, Meracho, Sheyarchik, Achaya, Shir, Chazaroso, Achar, Shlosha, Chadashim. You gotta go far away enough that you can't come back within 3 months. The Lab Mistaver, Sheyakadish, Beirzu, Vyivrach, Liracheris, Dim came, Batla Takanas Chachamim, Tokazav Avchana. You gotta run so far away that you can't come back within 3 months. And the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch says, I didn't see any Rishonim say that, besides the Torah. They're not machalik. You run away, you run away, you're not around. You're not in the city. And that should be good enough. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So again, the additions are lechadchila, we would advise him. And number two, machlokas, mechaber, and the tour, the Shulchan Aruch on the tour, how far does one have to run?
Okay. After the three months mutter,
as long as you see, lo hukar uvra. Okay, safek betesha v'chulu. What if, here we go, what if the case, right, we have the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah. Saving ben Tishah l'Rishon, Tzoy ben Shiva l'Achron. What if the Yavam gets does Yibum, and then a baby is born after he gets married 2 months after his brother died, and the baby is born 7 months later? You're not sure if it's a 9-monther or a 7-monther. So what's the halacha? The Vlad is kosher, because the baby Mimanef Shachas kosher. Either he's from the first brother, so he's kosher, or he's from the second brother, and he's also kosher, because the original brother never had a baby. So the halacha is the vlad is kosher, but they have to get divorced because maybe this is Eishes Ach. So they have to get divorced. The baby's good, and the Mishnah says they have to bring an Ashram Tali. Right, that's the halacha. So here we go. That's what we're going to talk about the rest of today's daf. Amar le Rav al Rav Nachman lema halach achar Rav Nashim letisha yaldan. Why don't you assume most women are full term? So assume this is the baby of the first brother. And therefore what? What's the nafkamina? Rashi says, and bring a chatos, not an ashram tali. Right, because it's from the first brother, and he violated, and this is Kari's Peshogig, and he should have to bring a chatos. Right, assume that rove. So Amar Lei, no. Nashe didan l'shiva yaldan. Right, Rav Nachman said, no, a lot of our women have babies after 7 months. So Amar Lei, Nashe didchu havi ruba da'alma. Are your women the rove of the world? Amar Lei, hachi ka'amina, no. Kind of like what Tosa said before. No, it's not that we determined, but we're significant. This is what his answer meant to say. Rov Nashim Yaldan Latisha. Most women give birth full term. Umi'ut L'Shiva. And Amir is after 7. V'chol HaYoledes L'Shitisha. Ubara Nika L'Shlish L'Yameha. But women usually, after a third of their pregnancy, right, you can already see that she's pregnant. right? It's nikar hukar ubra after 3 months. Vizu hovelo hukar ubra l'shlish me'eha yameha itro le'ruba. Here, because when the second brother did yibum or marriage, whatever it's called, after 3 months, it wasn't nikar that she was pregnant yet. So that is a reyasa that weakens the rov. Rov women have after 9 months, but this guy got married after 3 months, or 2-3 months, and she wasn't showing yet. She wasn't showing yet. That's weakens the rov. We're gonna have to see later on. So is that so strong that it should knock out the rov, right? And that she wasn't pregnant, right? So we'll have to see that. But it weakens the rov at least, and therefore that's what he's saying. You can't go after the rov. It's at least an ashub tali. How do you know that? What's the source for a woman being showing after 3 months? So you might say, well, look around. But Rashi, Kedarko Bakodesh, as the Gemara does, it's a pasuk by Tamar, Kimishlosh Chadashim, right? So you know, phrase of the pasuk that the babies were showing after 3 months. So the Gemara says, well, a minute. If this is what the answer was, continuing, E kala yoledes letisha ubra nikar l'shlush yameha. If it's always after 3 months, hamidalo hukar shlush yameha, hukar l'shlush yameha. So go the other way. Since this woman did not have hukar ubra after 3 months, ubra vadevar shiva l'basro. So it must be dafka, the second brother's baby, not the first brother's. So why don't you say, not only does this ruin the rov, this proves the other side. So ela emas, we say no. Rov hayolados letisha ubra nikar l'shlush yameha. It's a rov, it's not all. So it's a weakening idea. It's not a vadai idea. Rove women have after 9 months, and rove women have shlish uba, but nothing is for sure. And therefore, we can't act based on it. Again, another crucial Tosas in Yavamas. Tosas asks here, Dibra Masklo Vazu, why don't we say that, you're not sure whose baby this is, why don't we say there's a chazaka de meikara? Chazaka de Meikara. What is a Chazaka de Meikara? Up until today, we assumed that this woman did not have any babies. And we assumed the father they were married for 10 years and didn't have any babies. And all of a sudden, you think, oh, after he died, his wife is pregnant. Why don't you say it's Chazaka de Meikara? That there's a Heter Liyavam. That's Tosis. Tema, Amayla Mukmina Labacheskas Heter Liyavam, Velo Yischayev Hashem Talui. And not, this is the opposite. The Gemara said, why don't we say it's a robe and therefore you should even Chayev Achatas? We're asking the opposite. Assume that Chazaka de Meikara, then this came from the second husband, and therefore everything's fine and dandy. Right? So, and Tosis suggests, well, most women are misaber from there, right? What's Tosfos suggested answer? Go to the Chitayim in the middle of Tosfos. Dika Rubach Rina, the Rove Hashem is Abros Vyoldos. There's another Rove that most women become pregnant. But Tosfos says, you can't say that because this woman didn't. Right? You want to say that about most women who get married? Fine. But here, this woman was married for years and she didn't have a baby. So you can't say that Rove ain't Svara Klal, Tosfos says Lomar. Binashib Shasho and Balei and Kamashonim, Velo Ibru, Mesa Malan, the Rome Ubaros. So Tosfos is back to the question. Why don't you go after the Chazaka de Meikara? What's the answer, Achronim say? Because Chazaka de Meikara means this was the status quo, so assume the status quo still stayed. That's what you could assume. Up until a point, right? Let's say a certain event occurred, but we're going to try to delay that event and be happening at the last moment that we can because of Chazaka de Meikara. Here, you know exactly when something happened. She was pregnant at this moment. So it's not that the Chazaka de Meikara should continue. There was an event that definitely changed the Chazaka de Meikara. It definitely changed it. Now you have a suffix about that event. So you don't say the Chazaka de Meikara should continue then. The Chazaka de Meikara only means where nothing happened and you want to push it as far as you could go. Here something for sure happened. So therefore, it's not a case where you can rely on Chazaka de Meikara. Important point, the Achronim answer for Tosfos' question. Okay, next section. Tanu Rabbanan. Rishon. So, now we're talking about a case of, let's say this brother, again, did Yibum, and then with his brother's wife, and the baby was born, you're not sure which baby it is. Is it a baby from the first brother or the second brother? And then this man, this brother, stays married, and he has another baby with his wife. So now, let's talk about those two sons. Those two sons. Tanu Rabbanan. Rishon Roelios Kohen Gadol. The first son can even be the Kohen Gadol. Right? He's amazing. Right? Why? Because he's either the son of the first brother or the second brother. Either way, he's kosher. He could even be the Kohen Gadol. Tosfos does note here, in Rishon, the Gemara in Ksuba says, don't for Kahuna, you need what's called Zaro Miyuchas Acharav. You have to know exactly who the father is to have full Kedushas Kahuna. So what does it mean he could even be the Kohen Gadol? So Tosfos says, maybe that's only excluding Znus. But not excluding, you're not sure which Jewish father he has. So it still might be considered Zara Miyuchas Acharav. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says, the first one is totally kosher. Visheni, Mamzer, Misafik. The second one, you're not sure, it might be a Mamzer. Because if the first son, really belonged to the first brother, then the second brother is living in sin. Eshes Ach, Shelobim Akam Yibim, so Chayve Krisus, and his second child is a Mamzer. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Mamzer Misafik. That's his statement. There's no Mamzer Misafik. Mike Omer, what exactly does that mean? What does that mean, Ein Mamzer Misafik? So, Machlokas, Abaya and Rava. Omer Abaya, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Machlokas is. Rishon Roelios Kohen Gadol. Fine, he's totally kosher. Visheni, Safik Mamzer, and what does he mean by that? Vaser be Mamzeres. The Tanakhama says he's a Safik Mamzer, and therefore he's usher to marry Mamzeres, because he might not be a Mamzer. That's what the Tanakhama means. Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, what does he mean by there's no Mamzer Misafik? It means there's no Isser Mamzer Misafik. Omer, Eino Safik Mamzer, Elavade Mamzer, Umutter be Mamzeres. When somebody is a Safik Mamzer, we're allowed to treat them as a Vade Mamzer regarding their allowance to marry a Mamzeres. That is Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov Shita. So everybody agrees it's a Safik Mamzer. The Machlokas between them really is, what's the halach of Safik Mamzer marrying a Vade Mamzer? Rava Amar Hachikamar, different shot of the Machlokas, and he's basically going to flip the Shitos. Exact same Machlokas, but flipping the Shitos. Hachika Amar, Rishon Roelios Kohen Gadol, Visheni Mamzer Vadai Misafik, Umutab Mamzeres. We're allowed to treat the Safik Mamzer as Vadai, and therefore he can marry a Mamzeres. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Vadai Mamzer Misafik, Ela Safik Mamzer, Vazab Mamzeres. So it's the same machlokas, just who says what? Kid a Safik Mamzer marry a Mamzeres? The Kamiflagi bid Rebbe Elazar, and the machlokas of Rebbe Elazar's opinion from Kiddushin, it's not. Rebbe Elazar says there, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Vada'on bi Vada'on Mutter. A Vada'i Mamzer can marry a Vada'i Mamzer. Right? It's an Isidar Isa marrying a Mamzer for a Jew who's not in the world of Mamzerus, right? Pasuk and Kisei say, a marrying a Mamzer or a Mamzerus. So Vada'on bi Vada'on Mutter. Vadon b'sveikan, u'sveikan b'vadon, u'sveikan b'sveikan aser. Rebbe Elazar holds, though, in all the other cases, is aser. Because maybe one's a mamzer and one's not a mamzer. And that is the machlokas. So do we paskin like that, Rebbe Elazar? That's the machlokas here, in our brisa. Ve'elu hein sveikan. What are Safik mamzers? Shtuki v'asufi v'kusi. Who are those people? Shtuki is someone who you know who the mother is, you just don't know who the father is. Right, shtuki, where the mother says, when you ask, oh, who's your father? The mother says, shtok, shtok, be quiet, quiet, don't ask that question. So you don't know who the father is. That's a case of shtuki. And asufi, you have no idea who any of his parents are. That's asufi, you gathered him in from the shuk, and maybe he was nisabra mipsol. And kusi, what's a kusi? The kusim? One of the kusim are the nation that was put in, Geri Arayos, discussion elsewhere, what status they have. But Rashi here says what's important for us is they don't believe in Drushas Chazal. And Kiddushei Kesem, Kiddushei Shtar, learned that from Drushas Chazal, Kicha Kicha Misei Ephron, this week's Parsha, and Kiddushei Shtar, only Bias, the favorites in the Torah. Right? Kigachesh Isha Uva Allah. Right? So they don't hold to that. Therefore, if some of their women get married, so they're married, Kiddushei Kesem Ishtar. And they say, no, you're not married, and they marry somebody else instead. So there's Mamzerim in there. So that's why Shtuki, Asufi, and Kusim are all Safek Mamzerim. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rav Elazar. And Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, Halacha, like Rav Elazar. Ki Amrita Kami de Shmuel. When I said this, when Rav Yehuda says, I said this in front of Shmuel, that Rav says, that we hold like Rav Elazar, Amar Li, he, Shmuel, said to me, Hillel, Shanasar, Yuchsin, Aldo, Mibavel. Hillel learned that Mishnah in Kiddushin, that there were 10 levels of lineage that came up from Bavel during Bayesheni. Who were they? From the best. Kohane, Leviye, Yisraeli, Chalale, right? Kohane, who used to have Kiddushin that lost it. Geire, Charure, right? Evan Meshuchrar. Mamzere, Nisine, Shtuki, Asufi. And then he added, Vekulan Mutarin, Lavoze, Bazet. And they're all Mutter. With all the sveikos are mutter with each other, said Hillel. Fiata Marta Lacha Grebelazar. And Shmuel says, you're telling me Rav says that the Alacha is like Rabbi Lazar, they're all asr to each other. No, Hillel said they're all mutter to each other. So it's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether we paskin like Rabbi Lazar in this case. Abaya. So what's the answer? So Abaya. So now back to our original. Abaya and Rav, remember, had a machlokes about the machlokes, which direction it went in. Right, they each said, one said mutter, one said asur, but the machlokas is which direction it went in. So now the Gemara is going to say, why did they say each of their respective shittos? Because each one wanted to work out, have the halacha like Hillel, and have the halacha like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Because Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the Gemara says, we'll have it on a base, Rashi quotes it. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is always kavanaki. He doesn't say too much, but when he says it, we pass it like him. So we want Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and Hillel to both fall on the side of halacha. So that's why each one says it. Abaya sabar lakish Shmuel to Amar lakish Hillel. Abaya holds like Shmuel, who said the lakish like Hillel, meaning mutter. Umugi lo Elazar ben Yaakov aliba de hilchasa, and that's why he put Elazar ben Yaakov on that side. Ki heichi lo tikshi hilchasa hilchasa. So we don't have a stira. Paskin like Shmuel Hillel, and we paskin like Elazar ben Yaakov. Rava sabar lakish Rav to Amar lakish Reb Elazar. But Rava says we paskin like Rav, who says the lakish like Reb Elazar, that it's usser. And therefore, you have to say Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds that way. Umuki loved Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, leave it to Hilchasa. Keichi delo tikshi, Hilchasa, a Hilchasa. So that's why, again, the root issue is that we want to paskin like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. We want to paskin like whoever we paskin, like Rav and Shmuel. So each shita lines up their respective shitas. Who were the Nesinim? It's the only one on the list that we didn't focus on. Who are the Nesinim? So we know that's a nation that both, Chazal tell us it happened in the time of Moshe also. It's explicit in Sefer Yehoshua. In the time of Yehoshua, they came, they dressed up like they were from far away, but they really were from Givon, which is within Eretz Yisrael, and they came to Yehoshua ben Nun and pretended, and they made a peace treaty with them. Unwittingly, right? And therefore they tricked Am Yisrael into making the treaty with them. And Yeshua was gozer on them to be chot ve'etzem Yeshua ve'mayim. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu also did it, and then Yeshua did it, and then David did it. Right, the Gemara in Yevamos later on will have discusses what each of them did. There is a machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Eilun Aris in the third parak of Ksubis, whether there's an iser to marry them on a daraisa level or a drabbanan level. Los eschatim bam machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The iser avdus that's in the Torah. Mechot ve'etzecha choy ve'mecha. It's in the Yeshua too. But Isser Chatnus is a machlokas. There is a question on the Navi. Could feel free to listen to the Navi Shirim. To give a plug for that, we have the Navi Shirim now. We're in the middle of Sefer Yehoshua on the also on the OU website. Why did the Givonim have to pretend to be some other nation? We know the Gemara tells us that Yeshua ben Nun sent letters out. Whoever wants to make peace can make peace. You just have to keep all the Shem and Mitzvos Noach. Whoever wants to leave can leave. So why did the Givonim have to even trick? So the Rambam says that they didn't know. The Rambam says, Nochaz Malachim, they didn't realize it. They didn't realize it. Other Rishonim say, well, maybe they're only allowed to make peace before Am Yisrael came in. Or maybe Rashi on Chumash, Parsha Shoftim says, you only send the letters by Melchemes Rishus, not by Melchemes Mitzvah. But the Rambam says that the Givonim could have. They didn't realize it. They didn't realize that they could have made peace. Okay, weiter. Amar Abay on top. Mino amino lo, dekol sveika, l'rabaz ben Yaakov kevadei mashvilei. How do we know that every Suffolk mamzer we treat like Vade mamzer? According to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tanya the Brisa says, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Harisha Baal, Nashim Harbe, Vein Yodel, Eza Mehen Baal, if somebody was Baal many women, he doesn't know which, V'chein Hisha Baal, Nashim Harbe, Vein Yodas, Eza Mehen Kibla, she doesn't know which from which one she became pregnant. So what's in that case? It's a whole big mess. Nimsa Av, Nosias Bito, Va'ach, Nosias Achoso. People were mizan all over the place, so there's relatives running around. And the world becomes full of mamzerim. So you see, he doesn't say suffik mamzerim. He says mamzerim. So that's how you see. Suffik is treated like vadai. The world is full of zima. Rava would say, no, that's not a raya that he holds vadai. Hachikamar, the word zima means zu mahi. You're not sure. Right? You're not sure. Zima doesn't mean vadai. It means suffik, zu mahi. Right? The other sheet that would say, no, he was medayik from the word kula mamzerim. Right, but either way, Yeser Al-Kain, continuing the Brisa about Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, right, Rashi says, what's the Yeser Al-Kain? Even in the case of Nisuin, right, we still have this problem. Yeser Al-Kain, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Lo Yisa Adam, Isha b'medina zu, v'yelech v'yisa Isha b'medina achera. So first I should get married in one city, and leave that woman and get married in another city. Why? Shemi is that maybe in one place I'll have a boy, one place I'll have a girl, they'll eventually meet each other, they won't know. Shemi's dab guzela zev and imza, ach, no, zi. So you shouldn't, you should keep your wives in one place. Eini, is this really true? V'harav kiikla lidar deshir. We had this back in Yuma. Right, when Rav used to come to Dar deshir, and he was there for a couple of days, machriz v'yomar man avi eliome. Anybody want to be married to me for a couple of days? Right, it's the unusual stories of these tanoim, amoraim, that didn't want to. Right, we know that if one has a wife, that saves them from hirhurim and other activities. So, you know, these rabbis came away from their wives for a couple of days. So they wanted to be married for a couple of days. Who wants to be married to me? V'Rav Nachman kiyek l'lishiklusiv machriz yomer man avi liyome. Who wants to be married for a couple of days? So you see, they have wives in one place, wives in another place. Shiny rabbanit the pekiyah shmayu. No, there's no chash of achnosi achoso here because their fathers are very famous. So they're going to know who their fathers is. They're not going to come to that. V'yama rava, rava says, but 1 minute, how are they allowed to do this? There's a concept called dam chimud. Dam chimud. Tav'u halinase. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Why we don't have it bizman hazeh is because generally, right, we have a couple of weeks or months before the marriage actually takes place. The woman knows exactly when she's going to get married. Tavu alinase, right, when a man asks a woman, right, can we get married? And she says, yes. So we're worried at that moment, because of the excitement, she was roedam. Vinis paisa tzricha leshe shivinakiyim. So how could they come to a city and get married? Right, isn't there a chashash of dam chimud? Rabbanan shluchayu havi mishadri umodilu. Now they send messengers a week before, right, to announce, you know, who's going to want to marry Rabbi Nachman. He's going to be here in a week. So that dam chimud is already going to be gone. They're already going to have shivinakiyim. V'ibayis ema l'rabbanan yichud ba'amud miyachti luhu. Or maybe they didn't really have bia. They just had yichud. Dam Ramar, and that answers the first question also, that you don't have to worry about other kids. Dam Ramar, ain't a dome, and Mishesh lo pas basalo, let Mishesh lo pas basalo. Right, all they needed was the marriage, that would already protect them from any chash of hirurim, and therefore, this would answer the question. The Taz discusses in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Dam Chimud, where this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Kuf Sadi Beis, did Rava make this up? Rava made up his own gzera, right? Tavu alinase, right? That where would we find this gzera in halacha? So the Taz says it must be this was included in the iser of the gzera of ksamim, when the rabbanan were gozer on ksamim, which means a woman could become a nida derabbanan without a hargasha. So they were included in that was dam chimud. Right, the dam chimud also was without a hargasha. Where might it come up? Halacha l'maaser. Moshe has a tshuva about this. If a woman was supposed to get married and something happened, and then all of a sudden, you know, she got married to somebody else, right? Is there dam chimud bizman hazeh? Again, most of the time it doesn't come up in our circles because you know, there are months of engagement or weeks of engagement. But where it would not be so, then you would have the l'maaser. Okay, let's continue. Again, unusual practices. You can look at every show about somebody just getting married for a couple of days. You know, we don't usually view that as marriage. But again, it's not, it would even be wrong and inappropriate to do something like that today. Obviously, it's a different type of society. Post-Cheyrib Rabbeinu Gersha. Tana. Rabbeinu ben Yaakov Omer. Lo Yisa Adam Ishto Vadai De Lagarsha. A person should chas v'shalom never get married if he has in mind to divorce his wife. Right, related to what we said before. You should never do that. When the Rambam formulates this, he says, but if the man, they discuss it beforehand, and they say it's only going to be for a week or two, then it's no isser. That's still inappropriate, maybe, but it's still no isser, because he has to explain how all these stories happen. Maybe if they knew about it beforehand, it would be okay. Period. Okay, let's start these cases now, and then we'll continue. Suffolk, this case, our case is where there was a baby born, Reuben and Shimon, Reuben died, Shimon did Yibum, and then they have a baby, I'm not sure who the baby is from, Reuben or Shimon. So, he's called a Suffolk. So what if there's a machlokas between him and someone else about a Yerusha? So we're gonna have a bunch of different cases, 7 altogether. You see the next Mishnah on the next daf? So altogether there are gonna be 7 cases here of a machlokas about Yerusha. So today we're gonna do the first few. Number one, Safek v'yavam. So let's say the Safek, the kid. The kid and Shimon, his possible father, possible uncle, are arguing. Safek v'yavam. Shebo lachlok v'nichse misna. They wanted to split up the nechasim of the dead brother. Safik amar anobar misnu. I'm his son. The nechse didiu. It's all mine. And I'm actually my dad. The yavam amar no. At beroy didia. No, you're my son. Veleslach velomidi benechse. And you get nothing. So, havi mamon amuta basafik. It's mamon and a safek, mamon and a safek, chokin. We split it. The Rush notes here that if you look in Baba Kama, we don't always pasken mamon and a safek. That's sumchas shita. We don't always pasken that way. But says the Rush here, we would agree to it because over there, why don't we pasken mamon and a safek chokin? Because there's a chazaka. There's hamosim echaver lav araya. There's a muchzak. Here there's no muchzak. It's exactly equal. We have no idea and it's impossible to know. So even we would pasken mamon amud b'safek here, chalkin. So that's the first case. Case number two. Safek ubnei yavam. What about if Shimon died? So now it's the safek and the children of Shimon. Shabo lachok b'nichse misna. And they're trying to, what are they splitting up? They're splitting up, again, the nechasim of the first brother, of Reuven. Safek amar hahu gavar bar misnu. The safek says, well, he's my father. He's my father. Hahu gavar, meaning me. Bar misna v'nichse didiyu. It's all mine. All this stuff is mine. B'nei Yavam Amri at Achinu at. You are our brother. Umantahu de'islacha badan. You have a portion with us. You're our brother. But you have a section with us. Says the Gemara, Savar Abanan Kamei de Ramesharshi Lameimar. Masisani. The Rabbanan thought to say, well, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. What's a Mishnah? Ditznan. The Mishnah says later on, in a case where you have a Suffolk brother, so he goes to, oh, you're not sure who the father is, and both of the fathers died, so each of the group say, no, you can't get Yusha with us, because maybe you're the other guy's brother, and you're the other guy's brother. So, who eno yorish osam, the hein yorshin oso. You know he's one of their brothers, but you don't know which one, a case later on, so he can't get any Yerusha, but they can get Yerusha. The hacha ifcha, and here you would see exactly the opposite, meaning what? Hasem amrile, I see raivishko. Over there, in the case later on, each of the sets of brothers tell him, bring a raya, and then you could take. But until that point, you get nothing. Hacha amar lehu, I suraya vishkolu. But here, just the opposite. He could say to them, I definitely get something. I'm either getting all of it, or I'm getting part of it. So I get something. So you know what? It's mine unless you prove otherwise. Because I'm for sure getting something. So isn't it like that, Mishnah? So the Gemara says, amalur basharshi, mi dami. No, you can't compare. Hasam inhu vadev iu safik. Over there, there, they are vadai, and he maybe gets nothing. Hacha evi, the safek here, they're also included. They're both safek. There's no vadai and safek. You're right, the question is, how much does he get? Sala idamya lamasnisan lahadamya. Really, if you want to compare that Mishnah to a case, this is the case you should compare it to. Just before we do case number three, so we don't answer case number two. So lamaskana, Rashi says that he gets a portion. He definitely gets a portion, right? So he gets that portion for sure, and the rest you split up equally. That's what you have to do. That's the answer to number two, which we never answered. But we have case number three. Let's just do number three. L'safek, this is the case that's like that Mishnah. L'safek u'bnei yavam, shebo lachlok v'nichse yavam gufa, where they're trying to split up the nechasim of Shimon. Not Reuven. Dahasim amrilei, I see right, dachun afishko. Right, that's the case where the brothers say, the children say, well, you might be the son of Reuven, not our brother, and therefore prove that you are our brother, and therefore you'll be able to take. Okay, those are the first three cases. Number four, we will stop in because we're going to get into the large topic called Kum Dina and Chazar Dina that'll come up as Shem on the Daf coming up. Okay, just scheduling notes. So the Parsha Shir is tonight. And Hashem, we'll talk about the rest of the schedule in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.